"It's all clear," he whispered. "Have you the chisel and the bags?" "Bright spot! Jump, Archie, jump! And I'll swing for it!"
Sherlock Holmes had sprung out and seized the intruder by the collar. The other dived down the hole, and I heard the sound of rending cloth as Jones clutched at his skirts. The light flashed upon the barrel of a revolver, but Holmes's hunting crop came down on the man's wrist, and the pistol clinked upon the stone floor.
"No use, John Clay," said Holmes blandly. "You have no chance at all."
"So I see," the other answered with the utmost coolness. "I fancy that my pal is all right, though I see you have got his coat-tails."
"There are three men waiting for him at the door," said Holmes.
"Oh, indeed. You seem to have done the thing very completely. I must compliment you."
"And I you," Holmes answered. "Your red-headed idea was very new and effective."
"You'll see your pal again presently," said Jones. "He's quicker at climbing down holes than I am. Just hold out while I fix the derbies."
"I beg that you will not touch me with your filthy hands," remarked our prisoner as the handcuffs clattered upon his wrists. "You may not be aware that I have royal blood in my veins. Have the goodness also, when you address me, always to say sir and please."
"All right," said Jones, with a stare and a snigger. "Would you please, sir, march upstairs where we can get a cab to carry your highness to the police station?"
"That is better," said John Clay serenely.
He made a sweeping bow to the three of us, and walked quietly off in the custody of the detective.